And shall we have a word of prayer? Our Father, we are so thankful unto you, knowing very well on daily basis, every passing moment, people are departing from this earth to the other side. Some are your children, some are not. But you are the one that is still keeping us here. And which means, O God, according to your word, the time you allotted for us to say here, be your witnesses, has not expired. Our prayers is that, O God, while you have us here, may your grace for one moment never depart from us. Because the enemy will have opportunity. Help us to live a life worthy of your calling. May we be example to our children. May wives be example to husbands. May husbands be example to wives and children. May masters be example to servants. May we be example to our co-businessmen and women. May we be example to our co-students. Grant it, Heavenly Father. We know that as your grace is upon our lives, we cannot be but shine as light in this dark world. The world is getting darker and darker, which is a sure sign that your coming is at the corner. Because when the day is about to break, that is where it becomes very, very dark. Lord, we are very grateful. Until after the United States of America has gone around almost the whole world propagating same-sex marriage, man and man, woman and woman. Now they want to enforce it to say that it's becoming a must for every nation to implement that thing in order for the nations to be united. Lord Jesus, it is truly getting darker. It was only a practice in Sodom, and you couldn't stand it. But today, it has been legalized that two men are brought to your altar that are supposed to be holy, and they be joined together as husband and wife. Lord Jesus, how many are we going to see that knows all things? That is why your spirit that knows the end from the beginning have already prophesied how dark it will be in Laodicea. Your prophet said Laodicea is even darker than the dark ages. Father, we are grateful that your grace have appeared to us at this airtime. Because we have been made to know that the darker the night, the brighter the light shines. May you continue to help us to shine in this world that is so dark now. Thank you, our Father. When we come to your house, we come with requests in our hearts. Lord, we pray, O God, why we are in your presence. Because you cannot lie. You have said we are two or three are gathered together in your name. You will be in the midst of them. Your prophet say when you come into the midst of your people, you don't come as an onlooker, neither do you come as a recording agent. You come to meet the needs of your people. Father, we are needy. May you meet our needs, Lord. Physical needs, material needs, financial needs, spiritual needs, academic needs, in the name of Jesus. Don't pass any of us by while you are addressing the needs of your people. Thank you, our Master. As many as are sick in the body, Lord, may you raise up their faith to claim their healing, which you already purchased for us at the weeping post. Thank you, our Father. Blessed be thy holy name. One more time, we remember your servant in the mission of it. May your grace stand in for him, O God. In Jesus' most wonderful name, we have prayed with all faith at times given. Amen. Praise the Lord. Good morning, church. Yeah, we are happy to be here again in his presence. Can you please be seated? Blessed be his holy name. Amen and amen. Well, we are no longer considered to be a young church. I think in this country, if they have to count churches that are in the forefront, I don't think you will come short of the first five. You know, I don't know. As a result of it, the Bible says, to whom much is given, much is expected. We have been in this journey for a while. Let us act and behave as matured people that have been in this journey. Because when we sit down here, we do see what is happening in the whole congregation, including outside. Some of us walk leisurely to our car, stay there for some time, come back as, I don't know. Sometimes you should see me leave here, go inside. It's because I no longer can forbear. Once I sit down here, I want to hear every word that is being preached. But when it becoming unbearable, that is why you used to see me step out. When you come here, remember we come to meet God. You have not come to meet man, but God. You can't help yourself. Oh. The prophet says, heaven will help those that help themselves. It's a popular saying among people. The prophet said, if you can help yourself, then you don't need the help of heaven. It's because we cannot help ourselves. That is why we bring our knees to church. Amen? For this number of years that this message is being preached, does the message take effect in your life? Does it take effect? And if it doesn't take effect, do you actually go to God and say, God, why you are preparing others, don't leave me behind. Because if you are late or prepared, it's a sure sign that you miss the rapture. The rapture is for the people that are prepared by this same message. Amen. May God help us all. Don't forget, Brother Abraham said, if you see anything greater than what you have seen in my ministry before the rapture, say, call me a false prophet. Which means all that God has in store for you and me to be made ready for the rapture is in this message. If you believe that the message there carries the rapture of faith, how is that done? How much do you feed on the message? Do you stay a whole week without reading one sermon book? That's not good enough. We are only encouraging ourselves. So remember, one day I promise it before I will do it. One day. I measure what I will preach on. It's walking out your salvation with fear and trembling. I can't work it out for you. You can't work mine out for me. It's an individual affair. Why you refuse to eat the message? There are people eating the message on a daily basis. There are people that eat the message, read sermon books like three times, you know, three different sermons in a day. The prophet said, the more you feed of this word, the more you become the word. Epistles written that could be read of all men. We don't know what tomorrow holds. We don't even know what next hour holds. Human being, we cannot see beyond our nose. But our joy should be that we know the one that owns today, that owns tomorrow, that owns eternity in his hands. That is why we must never, the prophet said, you can be haphazard in every other thing. He said, when you come to your eternal destination, he said, don't be haphazard. He said, because your eternal destination is not all together based upon what you hear and see, but upon the discernment that you have. You must have discernment of what it means to come to church. It's not a social gathering. No. You are coming to the presence of God, the one who can help you. You can't change yourself. You can't change your wife. You can't change your husband. You can't change your children. There is somebody, the unchangeable one, that can change all of us. That is what the one we must look unto all the days of our lives. To be like Jesus, to be like Jesus. Honored Lord, we are asked to be like Him. From earth to glory, we are asked to be like Him. You know? As long as this journey continues, don't take a man as your example. Are you following me? Oh man. You will quote scripture to me. Paul said, follow me as I follow Christ. I also believe that. That's why we are following Brother Abraham as he followed Christ. The reason why many people fail is because they copy somebody. There is a popular saying. It's not like an examination hall that say we are together in GS1. Question paper called a journey. It doesn't applicable to this life journey. Your question paper as an individual is different from mine. If you copy me, you might end up a failure. Not only failure, they will even take. May God help us. Because when you are copying me, copy the answer that I put down. You don't know that my question papers are different from your own. That is why the song used to say, some true fire, some true great sorrow, some true, so many things, but all through the blood. Amen. Brothers and sisters, let me admonish you about one thing. Brother Abraham said, never come to a spot. I'll be referring to your father, that old man or that old woman. He said, you must never do it. It's your daddy. It's your mommy. You will never have another. No matter their condition, you may not like the way they are doing. You may not like the way they are living, but you can't change them. You can't even change yourself. All you have to do is to live rightly yourself, that God will answer your prayer for them. May God help us. Let me not take much of your time. Let me read what is before me here. Then we have opportunity to talk to each other. But Abraham said, God could have used this bell to preach the gospel. He could have used an animal. After he used an animal to speak to Balaam. Is there anything God cannot do? But he decided to use man to talk to man. Sometimes he's doing it. They say, is he not Pastor Matthew? We have known him for a man. We have known him, but a man sent him. Okay. The Bible says we preach not ourselves. We preach Jesus Christ, crucified, raised from the dead, the only Savior of mankind. That's what we preach. May God help you and me. Never to allow the message to be too common to us. It will not be good. That you love everybody. It's a quote. Get to a place that you love everybody. Even wait for that to say, your bitterest enemy. Even if you have one. I only have one enemy, and that is Satan. Every other person is my friend. Amen. Then you may ask me, what about those that hate you? They are also my friends. They are only terrible friends that hate their friend. But they are my friends anyhow. Amen. God bless you. One thing about a child of God is that, you see, if God protects you, you are protected. Let the whole world and the old demons in hell, plus their Ogapata Pata Lucifer hate you. It makes no difference at all. It makes no difference. All their imagination, all their plans, it will come to naught. Amen. It will come to naught. So we should be happy that God loves us. Before the foundation of the world, He loves us. And He has written our names in the Lamb's Book of Life. And Satan cannot even touch that book. Then what is he making noise about? A dog that doesn't have teeth. If you know this dog does not have teeth and is backing you. Oh, Nimira. Who can even walk towards him and say, shut up. Because he has no teeth. He can't bite you. God bless you. I say, God bless you. Amen. Let's approach the word again. It is always a big temptation for me to come to one sermon two times. Because there are so many of them that are just staring you in your face. Ephesians chapter 2, verses 1 to 5. It says, and you had awakened, who are dead in trespasses and sins, wherein in time past ye walked according to the course of this world, according to the priest of the power of the air, the spirit that now walketh in the children of disobedience, among whom also we all had our conversation in times past, in the lust of our flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and by nature the children of wrath, even as others. But God, who is rich in mercy, for his great love wherewith he loved us, even when we were dead in sins, hath quickened us together with Christ. By grace ye are saved. May the Lord bless the reading of that portion of his word into our hearts. You can please be seated. The Bible says salvation is not as a result of good works. Therefore, you will not say, I am saved because I have good works more than the next person, which will be amounted to boasting. The Bible says it's not by works, lest any man should boast. We are what we are by the grace of God. Amen? We used to see that song, saved by the grace of God. We are saved by the grace of God. Day by day. We are saved by the grace of God. Kept by the power. Kept by the power of God. Hallelujah. We are kept by the power of God. Hallelujah. Oh, day by day. Oh, now by now. We are kept by the power of God. But Abraham told us, he said, when you see the ship on the sea, toss it to and fro. He said, don't entertain fear because it has a sea anchor. He said, it is not the ship that is holding the anchor, He said it is the anchor that is holding the ship. Hallelujah. It is not we that is holding the hands of Christ. Otherwise, you go to a point, you'll be tired. When you are tired, you remove your hand. The one that is holding our hands, it doesn't get tired. When you are faced with trials, when you are faced with temptations, he promises not to leave you. He said he will be with you, even in you, to the end of the world. So, as he has always been telling us in the scripture, fear not, little flock, for it is your heavenly Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. Amen. We are children of the kingdom. And there is nothing anybody can do about it. You say, I don't like Pastor Martin. What does that mean? It means nothing. If I come to you to come for my aid, maybe financially or physically, you can turn me down. But when it comes to where I am going to spend eternity, you can do nothing about it. You can't do nothing, absolutely nothing about it. Your hatred doesn't pass, it doesn't reach anywhere. Sufficient for you is to love one another. Don't hate a child of God, because God has already pronounced some powerful words. He says, he that blesses you, he's blessed. If anybody curses you, it's already caused by God. That is all those small, small abokis that are riding Okada. They ride very roughly. And yet, one yakasi. Though this thing doesn't mean nothing. I don't know. Well, all the way, too. It doesn't mean nothing. You know, some people, they will fight. Wolo Bumi. Kile Butofi, where? Oh, Rodi. It's not living. Oh, Lord, yeah. You know, see his head. You know, see his head now. Abuse. Who no get head? May God help. Adi jagiti moso yo. Kilo shele. Olong bumi. Kile buna. Oso fumi kwe o Lord. Does it not sound funny? It sounds very funny. But we, the grace of God, we have graduated over those things. Your hatred to us, Kotunu Kolarawa, it doesn't move us one bit. Your abuse doesn't change. When Jesus came here, the Bible says when he was born, angels came to the shepherd that were in the field. That today, a child is born who is a savior, you know, in the house of. He was born a savior and he remained a savior. But human beings call him bastard. They call him Beelzebub. They call him all kinds of names. That did not change him one bit. So don't fight anybody that call you name. He's wasting his saliva. What God has blessed, no man, no devil can curse. The blessings of God upon you can never be revised by the devil. You believe that? Oh, man. Then why do you fight the air? Somebody... What does this for me? It means nothing. Already. Yes! You are wasting your time. What did that for me already? But you are mad for me. Oh, yeah, Connie, that for me. Connie is the first instance. Connie, to where? Why are you wasting your saliva? You are not the one to determine that. The one that brought me here. Who decided I should be a male? Who decided I should come into this world through an Ira family? He has decided. What are you talking about?
Because there's nothing we should fight each other for. Toba we koma kimi. Toba tiba ke koma damu. It doesn't stop me from praying for you. It doesn't stop me. I will say, Lord, help my brother. The way you will help me, if you help him like that, konibe yan yoji o. You will not see a brother come here and take telephone. Hello, oro tajo so yen. He's not talking to anybody because he doesn't want to shake the brother's hand. The Bible says the heart of man is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Remember, God knows your heart. The prophet said, your thoughts, they speak louder in heaven than your words. Come to a place, in any case, it's not something you can mechanize. If the Holy Ghost is in you, you will not hate anybody, including prostitutes. God loves prostitutes. You only hate the work they are doing. He loves armed robbers. You only hate the work they are doing. He loves sinners. You only hate sin. That is why I provided the way out of sin. The prophet said, people will not go to hell because they are sinners. He said they will go to hell because they refuse the way out of sin. God provided the way out of sin. And the way out of sin is not church membership. I'm a very good, what do you call it? I'm a very good member of Deeper Life. Back, Odaya. Christ is the way to heaven. Until you are in Christ, you are not even in the way that leads to heaven. That is why you can never make it without the Holy Ghost. That is the prescription of the Almighty himself. A man that is born again has the nature of God. Are you following me? He has the nature of God. You can't do him anything and say, Ofimisinu. Inu wo. Inu ti Christ in be. May God help us. Because of the diversity of tribes in this country, that is one of the major problems in Nigeria. This area na Igbo, this one na Yoruba, this one na Hausa, this one na Fulani, this one na this and this and this. It's a problem here. A big problem. But in the house of God, in the family of God, where the bride came to preview, the prophet said, they were from all nations. Who told something here? Our Fulani Wambe. May God help us. Any man that receives the Holy Ghost has the nature of God. Do you believe that? That is why the prophet said the Holy Ghost cannot behave in Brother Sam and misbehave in Papa Ayodele. No! He has the same nature. It's the devil that is a chameleon. The devil will pretend he loves you and he hates you. Not God. God is so transparent. Oh, praise be to God. Children of God, we should love him more than ever before. Love God, serve him. The prophet said, you cannot love God until you love his children. If you cannot love his children, God's children that you are together, how can you say you love God that you cannot see? May God help us. God bless you. We are coming back to the God who is rich in mercy. That is what has made us what we are. We were all born in sin, shaped in iniquity. Oh man. Speaking lies. In sin did our mother conceive us. Have you ever considered that scripture? Papa asked mama hand in marriage. He paid dowry. He did everything he knows how to do to make the marriage legal. And yet, he sinned. They are producing children in a sinful way. Amen. Why? Because that was not the original way God wanted this earth to be populated. Amen. But Abraham said, the way God made it, that is why when Eve and Adam were together, they were covered with the glory of God. Adam didn't know what the breast of Eve was all about. He didn't know. He only knew that the structure of the woman was different from his own structure. But they were together. They didn't even realize they were naked. The glory of God covered them. Until that rascal they called the serpent. Olowashi if loju. This is on your chest. This is what he mean. Did that one? Now so it be. Now the serpent show if. Are you following me? That is the forbidden fruit. Amen. Kise so guava. Kise ti mango. Kise ti grape. Kise ti orange. That was the forbidden fruit. The day you do it, you will surely die. Spiritually, they die. Physically, that is why no man has ever lived one day. Because one day with God is 1,000 years. What do you call this man? Methuselah was close to him, but he didn't make it. But there is a promise. We are going to live for a complete day in the millennium. Oh, brother, see you in the rapture. Oh, blessed be God forever. It will be altogether different when we cross to the other side. It will be different. Oh, my. Brothers and sisters, I rejoice with you. Be sons and daughters of God. I love you with all my heart. I don't care what the devil can do. But he that is in you and me is greater than the devil that is fooling around. The devil cannot control a child of God. No, sir. They that are led by the Spirit of God, they are the children of God. Satan can only deceive his own children. Made them haters of people in the church. Made them gossipers. Made them misunderstand every action in the church. Because the Bible says, they that are not in the Spirit, they cannot understand spiritual things. Praise God. Amen. That's why some people have clique in the church. Trash, nonsense, rubbish. By one Spirit, we all are baptized into one body. We all means we all. I don't care where you come from. I just sufficient for me is to know that you are a Christian. Period. Where you come from doesn't mean nothing to me. God bless you, church. I say, God bless you. Where we stopped the other day, we didn't reach anywhere. I pray that we will reach somewhere today. Put the psalm on there for me. I want to start reading. I'm starting my reading from paragraph 42. Paragraph 42. Alright. Now, if you've got eternal life tonight, if we have eternal life, then we always were. Are you getting what the prophet is saying? We always were, because there's only one form of eternal life. Amen. We always were. And the reason we were, because we are a part of God. And God is the only thing that is eternal. Amen? That is why hell is not going to be eternal. The prophet said it can be eons of years, but it will come to an end. Amen? And like as Melchizedek received tithe from Abraham, and it was lotted to his great-grandson, Levi, who was yet in the loins of Abraham. Pay tithe, for he was yet in the loins of Abraham when he met Melchizedek. I want to speak on that over at the other place. One money. Who is this Melchizedek? Now notice that way back God knew this boy coming down. He knows all things. The children yet are born now. He knows them. Amen. Because he knows all things. Now we are a part of God. You always was. You don't remember it because you were only an attribute in God. You were only in his thinking. Your very name, if it ever was on the book of life, it was put there before the foundation of the world. He knew what you were. I am only saying this, not to mess up doctrine, but to straighten it out, that we might get away from this fear or scare. You don't know who you are. You are not going to be. But now, you are the sons of God. You see, you always were the sons of God. See, for where God had you in his thinking at the beginning, you have to be. So part of you, your life that is in you now, had to be with God before there. Where then he, before he even become material here on earth, before there was anything but God, you were one of his attributes. He know what your name will be. He know the color of hair you will have. He know all about you. The only thing happen is where you is when you be a sinner. Many of you can fellowship with me on this thought. When you was a little boy or a little girl, you will walk around and there will be certain things that will just where it wouldn't bother the other kids. It seemed like there was something in you that cried out. There was God somewhere, yet you were a sinner. You remember that? Congregation says, amen. Certainly, now what was that? That was that little form of life in you then. I've told you before, when I was giving my testimony, I told you something. I was not very bad when it comes to women, but I was not free from it. Amen. My friend, a tight friend, we work in the same works and maintenance department in UI. He has a girlfriend. The girl will monitor the man to know the time the man will not be with me. I was staying in Agbogbo. She will come to my house in the night. Many of you will not know what we call record player. They call it changer. Many of you will not know it. Very few will know it. All these young people, you will not know what it is. So, I was having work. And the last speaker I put in my house was as big as this. I'm not being funny. I'm telling you the truth. When I opened that thing, the house is about four houses away from my place. The records that I have, this small, small place at the LP, it will take you hours to count them. Amen? This girl will come to... I will be in the room alone with her. She will be playing those records. And it was a big girl. And the way she be dancing, you know that this girl was out for something. And this is me. I was not yet a Christian. But there was fear of God in my heart. This is my friend's friend. Until I call my friend, say, this is what your girl is doing. Do you know what the boy told me? He said, I'm not going to marry her. He said, if he come anyhow, he said, go ahead. I said, lie, I will not do it. Do you know when the girl got married? Each time she sees me, she respects me a lot. Because I said she knew what she was after. I don't know what was keeping me away from I'm only justifying the statement that the prophet made here. There are certain things your colleagues will do. It doesn't mean anything to them. But something is keeping you back from doing it. Even at the time you never even knew God. Praise God. Amen. God bless you. It is only in this message you know the deep things of God. All this denominational something is prosperity. Where do you get that from? The word of God. Where Jesus says you pray for your enemy. What type of prayer is that? May God help us. What am I saying, my brothers and my sisters? Let us trace our origin. If we trace our origin, I know that God bless you, brother. If we trace our origin, I will know where we come from. There be no fear. Fear of what? Amen. There is no fear at all. Nothing can take you out of this world except God is ready. I don't care. If somebody poison you, you may not know. Somebody has put poison somewhere. Just pray over it. The Bible says the food is sanctified by the word of God and the word of prayer. Poison can become Maggi. It can become, blessed be his holy name. Jesus said they will drink deadly things and it will not harm them. Thus says the Lord, cannot fail. What Abraham told us of a brother that there was a challenge one time that if you people believe, Jesus said you drink deadly things, it will not harm you. They put acid down. I think you read, God bless you, Roy Davis. He took the acid. I'm not saying you should go and do that. You are not Roy Davis. He took the acid and he drank it. Did he die? He didn't die. Though that wasn't the best he should have done, because you are tempting God by doing that. But because God sees the sincerity of his heart, he neutralized that thing. You know what acid is. Praise be to God. Brothers and sisters, there is no spirit that can be compared to the Holy Ghost. That is the eternal spirit. Is the greatest of all spirits. Every other spirit has to bow before that spirit. That is why you go to bed. Somebody come and press you. Pray very well. Who are you? Are you in the body of the Lord? Somebody coming to press you. Who is the demon that's coming to press you? Where there are agents that surround you. Oh, hallelujah. Not one agent. But Abraham said one agent can destroy the whole world. Who do you think you are? God built security around us that the enemy cannot break through. Oh, praise be to God. God bless you, church. Look. I like bragging on the program of God concerning you and me. Amen. Where God said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. I will be with you, even in you, to the end of the world. Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forever. Amen. There is coming a persecution for us. The persecution that is coming, we will not be afraid. Fear not. God will give us grace to stand. Look, during the dark ages, you know, that was where the spirit of the horse, I think, was walking, if I'm not mistaken. They said that the persecutors, the religious people will come to your home. They will catch the husband. They want to kill it. The wife will say, make you not do fast and wait it. Let it be me as the next one. It was an anointing upon them. There's anointing for every age. The anointing for this age is not, that we will die a mass. It's not a sacrificial anointing. It's anointing that can stand any persecution. God will see us through. Put AK-47 on a child of God's head. He said, I will pull the trigger. Deny Jesus. You say you are joking. He said, Jesus is my life. Whether I'm alive or dead. We will not be afraid of AK-47. Praise be to God. That is why we must be certain where we are. He that is in you is greater. Oh, praise be to God. When Brother Abraham was offended in the school by those children who mistreated him, he ran home. He got a gun. He was not joking. But God doesn't want his servant to be a murderer. He came, he approached these boys. When they were near, he came out with the gun. He said, hey, you have done your own. It's my turn to do my own. If you don't want to see a dead body, be the one to take the bullet first. Come to the front. He means to kill them. He was not joking. Loaded gun. He will pull the trigger. It will make... It will not fire. Pull the trigger. When the boy see, was he firing? Everybody, Bessel Soroni, they all ran away. And the prophet turned the gun to the air. Boom! Who was stopping him from killing people? It's God. God can keep you away from all dangers. I don't care what the danger is. He can keep for your sake. For your sake, the plane you enter will not enter water. For your sake. Oh, praise be to God. God told Paul, the people you are traveling with, for your sake, I give them to you. There will be no loss of a soul. But the ship will be damaged. Our God can save to the uttermost they that put their trust in him. Fear has torment. Fear is of the devil. Children of God don't fear. God has not given us the spirit of bondage again to fear. He has given us the spirit of love and of power and of sound mind. That is the spirit he has given to us. Fear what? What is going to happen? I will fear. God has control over everything. That is our Father. Amen. Oh, praise be to God. God bless you. Amen and amen. And then after a while, you heard the gospel. That's verse 48 now, if I call it that. And then after a while you heard the gospel, maybe you went to church. You pick out this and that. I went from denomination to denomination. But one day, you be part of God. You have to be part of the word. And when you heard the word, you know where you come from. You know what was the truth. You were always, the seed was in you always. The word seemed the word that was in you, that was before the foundation of the world, saw the world, and you come to it. Hallelujah. Amen. Like my little ego story of how the little ego was hashed out under a hen, and the little fellow walked with the chickens. He, the hen, clucked, and he didn't understand her clucking. And the little chicks, their diet they had in the barnyard, he didn't understand that. How that they did that, but there was something in him seemed to be different from what that chicken was, because at the beginning
He was an eagle.
That is right. One day, his mama come hunting him. And when he had that scream of the eagle, it was different from the cluck of the hen. And that is the way it is with every born-again believer. You can hear all the theology you want to, and all the man-made discrepancies. But when that word flashes out there, then there is something takes a hold. You come to it. You who were once dead in sin, that life has he quickened. There has to be a life there to be quickened to. First, God and his foreknowledge, by his foreknowledge, know all things. And we were predestinated to be sons and daughters of God. Ye who were once dead in sin and trespasses, wherein we all had our time passed, but had he quickened. Look at Paul. When Paul was a great theologian, but when he come face to face with that word, Jesus, it quickened. He come to life right quick because he was ordained to that. He was part of the world. And when the world saw the world, it was his nature. All the clocking of the heads in the Orthodox churches, did he have no effect upon him? He had saw the world. It was part of him. He was an eagle. He wasn't a chicken. He was just in the barnyard with them. But he was an eagle to begin with. Amen. I'm just talking about our origin, where we come from. Amen. Oh, man. We used to see that song. We come thus far by faith. By faith, by faith, follow the Lord. Trust the only in the world. Oh, yes. He never fails, yet. Oh, no. Oh, no. Oh, no, 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 no. We cannot deny. We come thus far by faith. Oh yes, oh no, oh no, 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 we cannot deny, we come thus far by faith. Under no circumstances can a child of God deny God. It's not possible. Even when Peter was in the flesh and Jesus told him, "You will deny me thrice before the cock crow." When he did it, he went and wept bitterly. He repented until when Jesus resurrected and he came, he sent a message to his disciples. He said, go and tell my disciples and Peter. Do you know why he put and Peter? So that Peter will not think because of that event that he had been cast out. No! If you are a child of God and you are stubborn, you will not listen to God. The prophet said, you will just take your life. Don't disgrace me here, Mom Iloje. We just take your life, go home. Period. As for being lost, forget about it. Do you know Saul? Saul, as disobedient as he was, he was even told that he had become the enemy of God. But after all that, Prophet Samuel said, tomorrow, by this time, you and your son, you will be with me. Saul was not lost. Children of God cannot be lost. They cannot be lost. Have you ever think of this thing? When Sarah and Abraham were already changed, Elohim has made them. He had changed them from old age to young people. They were going to somewhere. And Abraham said, hey, Sarah, you are very beautiful. These people will kill me and take you. You will do me a favor. I will say you are my sister. You will say I am your brother. And that is what they did. Because of the beauty of Sarah, Abimelech, king, he had aims of plenty wives. So he said, I want this woman for a wife. Abraham kept quiet. You know that God will defend it. When they brought Sarah to the place, Sarah didn't change her mouth from say Abraham was her brother. And as a new wife to the house, like we used to say, we had chief bridesmaid, chief best man, ladies and whatever. Auditorium, nothing, they were together and dance and do everything. When everything is said and done, the groom will carry his bride. Whether you be best man, whether you be chief bridesmaid, they will lock you out. Enter into the bedroom and consume the marriage. Amen. Amen. May God help us all. That is how it is, even in the spiritual. That is exactly what is going to happen. What are we talking about? Brothers and sisters, God knows what he's doing. He has a program. He's the one executing that program. Abraham is my sister. The sister said, the one said, it's my brother. Of course, they were not wrong, but they were wrong because they didn't present the complete picture. If you had said, it's my sister, but she become my wife, the picture would have been complete. He was hiding that part. Abimelech, they brought a young Hebrew woman to his house to be wife. But Abraham used to describe it. I will say the things he used to say. After he has eaten in the night, he has said his prayers, he has taken his bath, he has put on his pyjamas. Small thing, big sleep came upon him. And the Lord came and said, hey, man, the woman you are preparing ground for is somebody's wife. For your information, not to marry somebody. The man is my prophet. Go to him. Let him pray for you. If you touch her, you are finished. And the Bible says, God has shut the womb of all the women in that place because of Sarah. If God protects you, you are protected. Whether you sleep, whether you wake, whether you travel in the train, you travel in the car, you travel on the sea, you travel in the air, you are safe and secure. Had Abimelech said, Lord, you know the integrity of my heart. He said, don't waste your saliva. I know the integrity of my heart. That is why I come, that you might not sin against me. That woman is my servant's wife. Restore her to the owner. Restoration means the way you come to the house, the same way you left the house. If you have slept with her, it will not be a restoration. God protected that. He prevented that. God will prevent you from sin. He will give you power to overcome sin. Yes. There's no sin that can entice you. Oh, blessed be God forever. That is the God that will. When he saved you completely to the uttermost. They that put their trust in him. That's why Brother Abraham told us there is no sinner saint. It's either you are a sinner or you are a saint. When you are a saint, you have graduated. You have been promoted from being a sinner to a saint. A saint means holy one, righteous one. It's God that makes us righteous. We didn't make ourselves righteous. We are not ashamed to confess what God says we are. We are what we are by the grace of God. Let the devil hear it. He can do nothing about it. The devil even knows. But Abraham said, if you are a pretender, he said, God knows. You yourself, you know. He said, the devil also knows. But if you are a child of God, the devil knows. God knows. You yourself, God, you know. You remember the source of Sceva that took that demon-possessed guy. He to the room. I say, we adjure you in the name of Jesus that Paul preached. The devil replied. He said, Paul, I know. Jesus, I know. But who are you? The Bible says he leap on them, beat them naked. Don't you know you are under my jurisdiction? Don't you know I have the world controlling you? Satan control all the governments of the world, including Abuja City. Is Satan controlling me? Amen? But you and me, we are in his kingdom here, but we are not part of his kingdom. That is why we are considered as ambassadors for God. We are ambassadors. We are born from somewhere. We are only living here. That is why your life and my life must be a shining light unto the people. That is why our guests don't wear trousers. They don't wear boxers. Nowadays, the people are graduated. Women are now putting up pipes to come out. Oh, may God help us. Something that's supposed to be or that we are that. Look, it's getting darker. It's getting darker and darker. Do you know it doesn't even move those women? Putting up pipe, they come out. Some of them very big. Rubbish and nonsense. If you are not filled with the Holy Ghost, you are in trouble. Because he be told they will. Told they will. May God help us so. But when you are filled with the Holy Ghost, nothing of those things move you. At all. That is why Brother Abraham said, you know, he preached a sermon, let us see God. He said, I can show you 1,000 ways that we can see God. He said, let me choose 4 ways. Say, God in the universe, God in his word, God in his son, God in his people. God is in the people of God. Praise God. Amen. That is why the people of God that are Yorubas, they are not Yorubas. They are Christians. They are Christ-like. They are born from the kingdom of God. Praise God. Amen. God bless you. I say God bless you. We are ambassadors for Christ. The Bible describes us as peculiar people. A royal generation, a holy nation. We are put here by God to show to the people of the world that it is possible to live holy. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Anywhere you are a representative of God. That is why in our what do you call it? In our landlord's meeting, I used to ask them a question. Any little thing like this. The reason why we gather is for the betterment of the entire community. Ewolo Faja. Ewolija. A matter is on the table for debate. But Motor Shaw stood up and now contribute what he know about it. We are all looking for one thing. How to make our community better. Maybe you have a different idea from what Brother Motor Shaw said. You now get up, you PTK as a quarrel between why must he say what he said. Everybody has a right to contribute. Although you want to contribute to your own, leave a motorcycle alone. And these are people don't need grow in mosque. Some of them are, what do you call them? Deacons in the church. That's why Timothy Kigbe, before you be a deacon, make sure you are a Christian. Before you be a pastor, make sure you are a Christian. Because you can be a pastor without being converted. You will go to hell with your pastoral office. Did Jesus not say on that day, many people will come to me and say, we are prophesying your name. We are doing great things to you. He said, I know you not. You workers of what? Iniquity. What is iniquity? The prophet said, something you know that is wrong. And you are doing it. May God help us. I think we are in paragraph 52. I had a similar little story. I hope it don't sound sacrilegious about a little dog be born under your hand. One time, he couldn't understand a funny looking little fellow, odd God, and he couldn't understand the dust and everything. They were playing in the backyard. But one day, if you're a child of God, there is always one day that will come in your life. But one day, the old hen led the little brood out behind the barn, and he got a smell of water. Well, he took out towards that water as hard as he could go. Why? He had never been on a pond before. He had never been in the water, but he was a duck to begin with. Only thing he had to do was to come to himself. Oh, praise God. That is the same thing, the believer. There is something in him that when he meets God face to face, he comes to himself. That seed is in him and is quickened. Man, that's right. And it flies away from the things of the world. Are you hearing? They become dead to him. Man, I remember we all had our life in the time past in those things of the world. But once we got a hold of that real thing, something that quickens us, a little seed that comes to life, then all the things of the world rotted right there. We had no more desire of it. He that is born of God doth not commit sin. The worshipper was purged, has no more conscience of sin, no more desire of sin. The sin question is over. You become a part of God. Christ died to redeem you. Believe it down this. Amen. Blessed be his holy name. You cannot be a saint and a sinner. No, sir. Is it that you are a sinner or a saint? If you want to just mimic it, it will not work. Because a situation will come. The real you will come out. Praise God. Amen. The real you will come out. Brothers and sisters, on the day of Pentecost, that is the prescription that was given. Men and brethren, what shall we do in order to be saved? He said, repent and be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of your sins. And you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. For this promise is unto them, or to you Jews, to your children Jews, to them that are far away, both Jews, Samaritans, and Gentiles, to as many as the Lord our God shall call. If God called you, he'd be obligated to fill you with the Holy Ghost. Amen. That's what Brother Abraham said.
Excuse me.
He said, when you say you repented and you have been baptized by immersion in the name of Jesus, and God didn't give you the Holy Ghost, he said you are making God a liar. God is not a liar. Whatever promise God made, those promises are guaranteed. Are you getting me? They are guaranteed. They must come to pass. Then what is the matter? The prophet said, you did not repent well. That's what the prophet said. Say you repent. I baptized some people before that I dropped the person in the water. As he's coming out, he received the Holy Ghost. I've had a testimony like that even from one of them. He said, you do a minister. Yeah, if you thoroughly repent, God is not a liar. May God help us. Look, church, the reason why I make a lot of emphasis on the baptism of the Holy Ghost is that you are not yet a Christian until you receive the Holy Ghost. You are not yet a Christian. You have no confirmation that you are part of those that are elected. That is the confirmation from God that you are part of the elect. We see that some one of them. I'm so glad that I can say I'm one of them. The only way you can be glad truly to say you are one of them if you have the Holy Ghost. Amen? It's not a boast. It's a reality. That is the gospel. You go and find out. When Philip went to Samaria and preached unto them, After he has baptized them, what next did he do? He said for Peter and the rest of the apostles. Why Peter all the time? Because he was the one that was giving the keys to the kingdom. He has to open the kingdom for the Gentiles, for the Samaritans, even for the Jews. Yes! When he came, he laid hands on them that they might receive the Holy Ghost. The Bible says, at yet, he has not fallen any of them. He can't fall on them. Peter, only that is Shilek, Kokorowa, nowhere. Oh, praise be to God. God cannot lie. Our God cannot lie. Whatever he says is dependable. He's the one that gives sleep to his beloved. Amen. You know those days, I used to have sleepy habit. I don't used to sleep more than 4 hours in a night. It becomes my permanent habit. I don't know whether it is old age that is changing it now. I used to sleep more than 4 hours now. I don't know. I used to sleep more than 4 hours now. Praise God. Amen. But the thing about it is that I don't sleep foolishly. Then you sleep 8 hours, 10 hours. Go and reckon that. How many times do you pray? How many hours do you pray in a week? So you sleep all your life. If you must reign with Christ, you must fight. We must pray. You say, I don't know what to pray. But I've always given you, what do you call it, prayer request. Start from here. Start from here. Start from Brother Jewel. Start from Ogumuiwa Junior there. Start from there. By the time you pray for these two people, you continue here, you continue here. You know everybody almost. You must have prayed for hours. But we don't have that time. But we can have time pressing our phones. For that phone can be a cost to you. If you don't know, may God help us. I don't used to press my phone. But it is this war of Ukraine and Russia. In YouTube, I used to watch them. You see the weapon human being manufacture to destroy one another. When they were manufacturing those things, they know they were going to use it on human being. Brother, serpent seed, I must be honest with you. Serpent seed. You see, Okusu Lore, and they are replacing them. May God help us. The things that the prophet foretold, they are happening. You know? Do you know the people are gagging up against Israel again now? Now, they will never learn lessons. The Six-Day War didn't teach them lessons. Iran is making maps. May Umar wipe out Israel from the map of the world. The prophet said, as long as Israel is in that homeland, he said, no nation can overcome them in war. He said, that's their God-given nation. He said, nobody can do it. It is happening again now. Do you know some of the deadly missiles that they are sending to Israel? They don't get to their destination. They don't get to their destination. They fall. And the scientists, they say they don't know why. Because these things are targeted. They are programmed to hit a target. Before they hit that, before they reach to their target, they fall down. Who do you call God? Praise God. Amen. God bless you. I say God bless you. Anybody fighting Israel in that land is fighting against God. Nobody can fight against Jehovah and win. It's not possible. Brothers, sisters, the whole world is upside down. Please, these are signs. The Bible says when you begin to see this thing happening, he says, lift up your head for your redemption. Draw it now. Don't play, don't joke with this message. Don't play with your consecration to this message. Don't play with your prayer life with this message. Don't do it. Because there are some mistakes we can make in life that you can that you cannot correct. While we are here, we can correct our mistakes. So, but if you make mistake, cross over to the other side, no correction. May that never be the portion of any of us. If you wake up, if you are a child of God, then you know. Of course, if you are a child of God, you will know. You simply will know. How will a woman give birth to a baby? What are you saying? I don't care the sedative or whatever you give to her. She will know that she went through something. Because the word of God has said, her sorrow will be multiplied. Where she's going to do that? Whether it's the wife of the president of the United States, which is considered to be first in scientific achievement, she will have bad pains. There is no way God can be living in you and you don't know. Because what were you before? You were somebody before. That's what we are reading from here now. You were somebody before. You were living a life before. A time came, a change came. You will know. A change has come. Praise God. Amen. May God help you and me. Now, I'm in paragraph 55. Now just think of all that we would have been if it hadn't been for God. But God, in his rich mercy, how he has redeemed us tonight, this day, we would have been tonight if it hadn't been for God's reach in mercy upon us. Let me tell you, when I was small at home, I was fat. Nobody knew I was going to be tall. I was fat. I will just come and stand in the front of our house because a road crossed the place. If my mate is coming, I go say, go back. I say, go back. If you take another step, there'll be trouble. And you think it's a joke? Those of them that are fought with, they know better than to take another step. They will just go back. But if you take another step, we will fight like lions now. If you ask us what happened, I ask you to go back. He come forward. Until my grandfather told me, he said, because you are fat, when you put somebody down, he said, don't hit the person, just lie. Just lie on the person. Blessed be his holy name. That is why, when the Bible says a prophet is without honor, but in his own home, that is where you were brought up. They know you very well. For them to believe now that you have been changed is hard for them. That's why when Jesus came to where he was born, the Bible says he could not do great miracles there. They said, Shebi, that is the mother. They were saying Joseph was the father, the brethren are his brother. What is he saying? But it's more than that. When you are changed, you are changed. And whosoever associates with you, we know you have been changed. And you know it yourself. But Abraham said, in my family, each time he talked about the testimony, he said, in my family, we have anger. He said, most of his brothers died with shoes or their boots or their legs. He was so filled of anger that when he was schooling, every day run into trouble with puppies. Until one teacher, an elderly teacher who loved him, said, come. He gave him a string. He said, you see this string? When somebody step on you, instead of fighting, just take out this string from your pocket and tie how many knots? Nine knots, have you? Tie nine knots. To tie one knot in that string is difficult. Say, you should tie nine. The first time somebody step on him, somebody will have to step on him every day because he have anger. Once somebody step on him, brought out the string. He couldn't tie one. He threw the thing down. Had he did the normal thing. What Abraham said? When the Holy Ghost came, he said that is one of the things that make him to know that he has received the Holy Ghost. He said that anger vanished completely. Remember, it is a genetic something. The father had it. And all the children had it. He was having it. He couldn't help it. But when the Holy Ghost came, it was gone. Completely gone. Praise God. Amen. He that is spiritual judgeth all things. Himself is judge of no man. Because he that spiritual will always be in the word of God. The person you are judging is because he's out of the word of God. That is sin. That is unbelief. Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeded from the mouth of the living God. A Holy Ghost filled man will not step out of the word of God for his actions and for his reactions. It will never, because the Spirit of God will not leave that word. It's the writer of it, it's the quickener of it, it's the one that gives ability to his children to live by it. That is why I used to see some people, they get angry. You are talking to somebody on phone, the way is vibrating. You look as if he were with you, whether he will even give you a slap. Then where is the Holy Ghost? Where is the Holy Ghost? Where the blood of Jesus Christ is applied, what the blood of animal could not do. The life is in the blood. The blood, the life that was in the blood of animal, is animal life. Am I right? The life that was in the blood of Jesus is the life of God. When the blood of Jesus Christ applied to you, it brings the faith of Jesus. It brings the virtue of Jesus. It brings the knowledge of Jesus. It brings the temperance of Jesus. It brings the patience of Jesus. Amen. But Abraham said, though Peter said, add to this. Add. The prophet said they be added automatically because it is the Holy Ghost that have them. You cannot have the Holy Ghost and not have these virtues. It's not possible. That is what they bring to your life. In fact, the owner of them, that is his nature. Praise God. Amen. That is his nature. A man born of God does not commit sin. So women will say they are born, they have the Holy Ghost. They speak, he talks, blah, 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 blah. Paul said evil things without life can make noise. They speak in tongues and they are living in adultery. And they cannot confess it to their husband. Because they are ashamed. They are hiding it from their husband. Until you confess it to your husband, you shall not confess sin. Don't tell me you tell God. The prophet said you do sin against God like that. You break your marriage vow. To tell you how important it is for the Holy Ghost to dwell in us. How can you carry the wedding ring in your hands, which is a token that the covenant will enter into on the altar? You pick that ring from the Bible to put it in your husband's hand. He put that in your own hand. You carry it to another man and you submit your body. You are not a believer. If there is a word worse than that, it could have been you. You are an unbeliever, parakunye. May God help us. I say, may God help us. Look, young sisters, let me warn you. You, as a woman, you are created for one man. And that is the man that will pay your dowry to your parents and take you as a wife to raise children. Period. Don't submit your body for sexual act to anybody. Don't do it. You should go to your husband's house as a virgin. May God help you. Don't do it. The problem some women have is that when they were single, they say, Danfo Gedegbe ni mo wa. Danfo Gedegbe ni mo wa. Oh, ti lolori. Olori embo. They will allow this, they will allow that, they will allow this, they will allow this. The prophet said the way God created the woman had to say yes. We are not talking about demon possessed people that used to fight women and rape them. That is not what we are talking about. The woman has to submit, the woman has to say yes. Otherwise, you can't do it. After they have been used to so many boys, when they go and marry, by the time they meet any of those old timers somewhere, they cannot resist them. That's always their problem. What is Mama Sheshe? You have tested several of them. May God deliver you that you be created as a woman, that part of you will not take you to hell. Because it's very, very, Brajide will say it's dangerous. Very, very dangerous. You listen to some, oh, mercy. Even in social media, recently somebody came. He said, because her husband doesn't used to stay at home, she had two children. And one of the children belongs to the father-in-law. That the other one belongs to the junior brother of the husband. Because the man is not, Kigbele is always out for work. May God help us. I say, may God help us. If you are a man filled with the Holy Ghost, I don't care how beautiful the woman is. Stay away from her. The Bible says our gate is the gate that leads to hell. Emi komo so be. Oh, let's just say something about Solomon. Solomon, he said, out of 1,000, I can find one man. He said, out of 1,000, I cannot find one woman. So, sisters, you are specially blessed by God. The testimony that the Bible had about you is very poor. Be very, very careful. But God has daughters. I believe you are one of them. Stay away from nonsense and rubbish. Praise God. Amen. So people say the forbidden fruit is apricot. Some say it's apple. We are seeing the apple today. There is something that the woman did that opened her eyes to know she was naked. It was not apple. Thank God for a prophet. Praise God. Amen. It's the forbidden fruit. You mobilize it by God to do it. And that is when you are married. Period. Keep yourself to your husband. No matter what happens, until that man is dead, no man should live with you. Even if he's dead, the only ground a man can live with you is to go and remarry. Period. Don't say because my husband is dead, you become an animal shampoo all over the place. You are still going to hell by doing that. And so women say, well, civilization has come. Utimoni, mafiwa, ukotimioni. You think that is why God created it for you? Utoni, wafiwa utoni. That is why some of them, they are not even ashamed now. They call them sex workers. There's nothing like that in Nigeria constitution. You are living morally. You are a prostitute. May God help us. Stay away from sin. Sin is the enemy of your soul. That is why, you know what it took Jesus to die for you and me? Brother Abraham preached a message. The cruelty of sin, or what it takes God to raise sin from our life. All that he suffered was for your sake, was for my sake, that we might be free from sin. That is why Brother Abraham told us that Calvary was where the backbone of Satan was broken. It was, that was the place the sea question was settled. That was the place God and man once again reunited. Brothers and sisters, don't play with sin. It's enemy of your soul. May God help us. I met a young sister recently. I always see that young sister with this boy. I say, hey, boy, who are you to this girl? What is going on? Only cosmate, you. Okay, I say, let it remain cosmate, period. Not cosmate plus. May God help us. It is not wrong to get a husband from university. It is not wrong to get a husband or a wife for conversion. But that is not the reason why you go there. First thing first. But Abraham told somebody, he said, get the Holy Ghost. Then he will do what? He will tell you who to marry. I'm not saying this, I'm not biased against anybody. I'll be honest with you. When you see me say I remain loyal, that is what I mean. I'm loyal to this message. Oh, man. I don't care who is guilty. Let it be my mother. Let it be my father. Let it be my wife. Let it be my children. We will preach the truth. But Abraham said, if anything happened in the church, he said, I don't care the side that the pastor belongs or anybody else. He said, take side with righteousness. Amen. If something happened in this church, will you take side with righteousness? Will you take side with righteousness? Pastor Mati, Dolotiwa, Ele Badoni, Ele Oyoni. Which we show that you are carnal. May God help us. God is rich in mercy. He has given us the constitution of his kingdom on how to live in order to please him. Amen. To the husband, he had given the husband. You are the head of the wife. You are the owner of that family. You will give account of your wife to God. Amen. That is why you must be spiritual. Don't take it lightly. Because God will ask you about your wife. Beating will not do it. We do not use physical strength to solve spiritual problems. You must go on your knees. It's prayer that solves spiritual problems, not the issue. No! That will not work. That will not show, that will just show your beastly part. Do you know that the grace that saved you as a man is the same grace that saved your wife? Do you know that your wife is a daughter of God? You want to mistreat God's daughter? May God help us. As you expect the woman to handle a son of God gently. Because what you do to a son of God, it matters. So I will give you an example. That is how the son of God must handle the daughter of God with respect. Treat her as an egg. Don't make her a doormat. Do you know how the tumor came into the side of Mida? Do you know? It's because of her attitude towards Brother Abraham. And these are people that have lived years without a word, according to the testimony of the husband. Because of old age, and where women are going through menopause, some of them have funny behavior. Joseph misbehaved. The mother would have beaten him, but Joseph ran to the father. And the woman came out and said, make sure you give him a whipping. Of course, Brother Abraham would have whipped him according to the instruction of the wife. He knew he must have committed some funny things. But Joseph also knew the weakness of his father. He said, Daddy, I repent. I will not do it again. And he knew that that weakens the hand of the father. And that is true. If you are a child of God, no matter what you do to God, if you repent and you mean it, God forgive you. If God didn't forgive us, how can we be converted? We were all sinners. Amen. Because the prophet didn't beat the child. The woman has entered the house, closed the door, barred the door. And God didn't like that. Not that the prophet was coming and she barred the door against him. No. For the fact that he barred that door in annoyance, dealing with the prophet. The Lord told the prophet, go and tell her. He gave him a scripture to read. He said, go and read this scripture to her. The prophet did as if he didn't hear. Until he came, where you say, Johnny, sit down. He will not hear. You raise your voice. Johnny, the Lord came in another way. He said, go and read this thing to your wife. The prophet now carried the Bible. Of course, the woman has locked the door. He knocked the door. He said, who is he? What do you want? He's not ready to entertain anybody. You know he might be the prophet. He said, please open the door. Before he could say another thing, he said, I have a word from the Lord. The prophet, the woman knows the prophet doesn't play with that. Quickly, no she left. Where the prophet was reading that place to her, they were both crying. The woman didn't mean it, but she has done it. And God didn't like it. That was what brought that tumor. There is punishment for God. If a man is misbehaving, there is position for everybody. Stay in your position, and that is the will of God for your life. Amen. Hey, sister, I don't care how educated you are. I don't care how clever you are. Please. We are talking about spiritual things. We are not talking about academics. If your husband is working under you and you are higher than him in your place of work, you can give him instruction. But when it comes to spiritual things, know your position. Amen? Know your position. What I normally tell people, what should you expect? What you should do and desire from God is his blessings. Period. Ibi nu Olorun ko da o. Olorun ma binu si wa o. May God help us. So. I used to give this example when Moses married the Ethiopian woman. The prophet said that was not Moses' choice. He said it was God's choice for Moses. But Miriam and Aaron, the majors of Moses, are there no sisters in our midst? How did he go marry this? God smote Miriam with leprosy. They had to go and call Moses. So your sister is dying. Why? Because he challenged an anointed of God, a dispensational messenger. What God asked him to do, that he did. Somebody is criticizing it. Moses has to pray for his sister not to die. But the prophet said, even then, she didn't live long after that. That's Moses. When Korah, Dathan, and Abiram, which the Bible refers to as renowned in their midst, the prophet actually called them ministers. Where they rose up against Moses. They say, every day, Moses, 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 Moses. Is it only Moses that is in this place? Jealousy is of the devil. One time, Lucifer was jealous of God. That is why they cast him down. And the battle of angels became the battles of human beings because of jealousy. Of course, if you are filled with the Holy Ghost, anything the Holy Ghost was there, it will never be in your life. Oh, praise God. Amen. Then, something happened. May God help us. I say, may God help us. What are we talking about? Church of the Living God. Please. Please. You know yourself. Brother Abraham said the Pentecostal sky is full of realities. He says, don't take counterfeit. Because there is going to be a showdown. That showdown is that soon, the prophet said, sometime we'll be seeing the resurrected brothers, the brethren like brethren that has left us. You see Ibrahim Kisoya in our midst. It's not somebody that will tell you. You know what the message says about it. Anytime the body change will come, it will be too late to start to go and be looking for oil to buy at that time. This is the time. Everything that it will take to consecrate yourself, make sure you have the genuine baptism of the Holy Ghost that gives you power to serve God, power to say no to unrighteousness, power to embrace holiness and righteousness. So you will really know it's Christ living in you. Amen. God bless you, church. I say, God bless you. Somebody was quoting somebody somewhere that he was ready. He was ready to meet God. And this is a man I know very well. His family is in shambles. He's not at peace with his wife. You are ready to meet God in that condition? You are only presuming. Amen. You are only presuming. Even your family, you can't even control. The Bible says any man that cannot fetch for his family is worse than an infidel. You are loggerhead with your wife. All your children, none of them relate with you. And you say you are ready to meet God. Tell the best in the air. May God help you. I'm not talking within Nigeria now. I'm talking outside of Nigeria. May God have mercy upon us. We will soon close. It's already to 12. There are so many things we can go into. Brothers and sisters. Check the word of God. What the word of God says about a man that is born of the Spirit, make sure he's operating in your life, because God does not lie. Olorun ta si ki paro. So ngbo mi. Ki paro. Amen. Amen. There is going to be one spirit in the first great city. No variety of spirits. Where you have variety of spirits, there are varieties of characters. There is going to be one spirit, and that spirit is the Holy Ghost. The only kingdom where the spirit of the king is in all the subjects in the place, it will be wonderful. It will be glorious. There will not be fight. There will not be quarrel. There will not be misunderstanding. It will be peace all over. There will be no old age. There will be no deformity of anyone over there. Praise God. Amen. May God help us. Brothers and sisters, shalom to your soul. Very soon, and very soon, we'll be out of this place. We are in expectation. When we see the world go into chaos, they don't know which way to turn. The country is in trouble here and there. The only thing you have to do is to obey the scripture that says you should pray for them that are in authority. Pray for Jagaba and all his cabinets. Emiloko, they are swearing me. So people are making noise. They are on my rule. They are swearing the man in. He's the chief commander of the Nigeria Armed Forces. Amen. You tell me he's a short man, and so what? You voted in. He's your president. He's our president. You must pray for him to rule us well. Amen. Because while we are here, whatever happens, he affects us. When the fire was increased, you know, affect you. He affects every one of us. The man who said he removed that subsidy, he has a plan. Everybody love that man, I must tell you. Those who know him, they love him. Just keep your finger crossed. The reason why I'm saying it is that the man that I just left, all over the place, his name became a slogan. Say Baba, say Buhari. All over the place. Buhari lo le se. So ti se bayi. 8 years. He was just going to London for medical checkup. I come back. The nation has never been as bad as it is. His regime has been worse. Many people misunderstood him as the one who was ruling during his military era. It was the Ijeagbo that was ruling. Ijeagbo is the man people were fearing, not the man. My question is that if you know you cannot do this job, he fought for that post 3 times and failed until Jagaba gave it to him. He didn't deny it. Olofu, Afobaje, Ole Miloko. Whether you like it or not, Oloko is right in Asoro. All you have to do now, pray for him. God bless you, church. I say, God is rich in mercy. Otherwise, we would all be gone. When Adam committed that sin, that would have been the end of human race. But because God is rich in mercy, he demonstrated it by innocent animal for temporary something. I finally came in the flesh. Do you know what the pain he went through? The Bible tells us that Jesus, because of the joy that was set before him, he suffered the contradiction of sinners against himself. Why? Because he knew they are going to be sons and daughters of God. If Satan had known the way Jesus was troubling his kingdom, if he has known by crucifying Jesus, we bring multiplication of sons and daughters, he will protect it. But whenever God is going to do something, the prophet said he will put an anki on the face of the devil. God bless you, church. I rejoice with you. Be one of them. One of these days, we shall meet in the air, never to part again. Blessed be his holy name. Shalom to your soul. You love the Lord? Do you love the Lord? How will you not love him? We have been tracing our origin. Oh, hallelujah. Before your great, 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 great grandfather was born, God knew you were coming. And he has ordained you to be one of his own. That is why you hear his voice today as a sheep and you believe. There are some of your siblings who can't convince. Some sisters are in the message, their husbands are not there. Some husbands are there, the women say no. And so on and so forth. Why must we not praise God? Why must we not appreciate him and live for him? Don't turn grace to disgrace. Live a life that is worthy of your calling. God bless you. I say, God bless you. Let me mark where we stop. I will mark it. Because I will follow this message. If I don't finish before I go to Ivory Coast, when I come back, I will continue. By the grace of God. Amen. It is by the mercies of God we are what we are. Amen. Just appreciate God. Just love him. Just worship him. Just adore him. Just glorify his name. Just say, God, I appreciate you. But Abraham said, the day God saved me, he said there were many sinners that died in sin. Why must I not represent him well? Father, help me to be an example of Christianity before my wife, before anybody. We live together in the house. Because the prophet said, the house is the Bible of the church. He says, it is your house. You leave your best and leave your worst. Because in the house of God, only Kosija. Kosija in church. Shadua King Shamini. But in the house. Onye musimi. O temi mole. Onye mi leikono. O mami loju. Na house it take place. Eh, o beto se. O ripe yo tija. Ijoboti bere. Who cannot make mistake? May God help us. Like I used to admonish people. You that have your guests. Don't say because the guests are going to school. Oh, one fresh exam. They are always with book. One mobile shape. Don't do it. Oh. Teach them how to cook soup. Every soup you know how to cook. Teach them how to cook it. Not only teach them alone. Test them. Whether they boy or ye one. Get to a place, get ingredients. You say, lady, you rob a life. I say, sister, you will look up. Say, obey, you kill me. Joko as the mother. Teach them. Look, may God help us. I say, may God help us. You say this feed where, all those places where bite more, all those places of. Food co, we talk about what do they call all those places where they chop now? Look, if you depend on that, I don't care how much you are any. Before half of the month will be broke. And there is nothing as good as the food that you prepare in the house. Each time I go to Ghana, I used to tell them my wife is the best cook. That's my testimony about my wife. She be a woman. You know, concern you now. It's the best cook in the whole world. There's no woman that can cook like my wife. Praise God, because I enjoy her food. Blessed be His holy name. God bless you, church. I say, God bless you. Amen. Teach your children how to cook. Because we are not married. Toba no mari. Toba mo bese. Timati alo sibiko. Ata rodo awa nipo mi. Tata se awa in another place. Iyo ajabiko. Eno ni jino. May that not be you. If you see a girl that doesn't like kitchen, make you the pray for her. Because kitchen is part of the responsibility of the woman. Do you believe that? It's the woman that has the house. You go out together. I come late together. Immediately you enter the house. Even yourself and the children. Everybody's eye is on her. To do what? To bring food. There's something about mothers. There's no way we can argue it. There's something serious about mothers. I will look for something on my phone. If it is possible, I will project it here. You see the way ego is feeding our babies. Oh, man. The father is not there. Come on, don't share them. And that ego, we cut a piece of meat, put it in the mouth of the... Is it the two fowls? The cock was there. The mama was there with the young ones, the small ones. The mama will swallow one. He made sure he put one down for all the babies. God bless our mothers. Ah, the junior, we cannot. Because the difference is clear. For 9 months, he carried her at the left side of her womb. The prophet said that is the side that is close to the heart. 9 months. You think it's a joke? I know when each time my wife takes in, I know what she go through. Collegial, anything she put inside. It's different from women. There's a sister we used to know. Oh, Nimo Kolo, you just hear Koti Bimo. Only you know the sister. Nobody will know. Equal bosses. God of varieties. If you don't get grace for people at 5 months. Oh, we thank God for his goodness. God bless you, church. Blessed be his holy name. Shall we just bow our heads? Let's see this chorus. At the cross, at the cross, where I fall, so the life and the body of my heart rolled away, it was there by faith I received my sight, and now I am happy all the day. At the cross, where I fall, so the light and the body of my heart rolled away, it was there by faith. I receive my answer. I know I am happy all the day. One more time. At the cross, at the cross, where I fall, so the life and the body of my heart rolled away, it was there by faith I received my answer, and now I am happy all the day. As we bring the service to a close, is there any of us who say, God, I need your help. Help me. Just raise up your hand unto God and keep your request in your heart. God knows what your needs are. The gravitation says our hands should always hang down. But we are human beings. We have a spirit. If we raise up our hands, it's a sign of surrender unto the Lord. It's a sign of request, which is in our heart. God knows that. Our Heavenly Father, our Master Jesus, the King's man Redeemer, the one who said, without me, you can do nothing. If we reverse that word, with him, we can do all things. We come before your presence at this hour. Every person that is under this roof, we come before the throne of mercy as little, little lump of clay. Jehovah God, you are the only one that has the ability to take us as little, little lump of clay and make a vessel of honor out of us, Lord, to be your witnesses on the surface of this earth. Father, don't pass any of us by. In the name of Jesus Christ. You have the ability to make the same lump of clay a vessel of dishonor. But may that not be our portion. Make us vessels of honor. Of vessels that you can be proud of. Vessels that can truly represent you. Vessels that will shine as light in the world. Vessels that will truly live in life as the salt of the earth. Vessels that we serve as candles that have been lit that cannot be hid. Our Father and our God, don't pass any of us by. In the name of Jesus Christ, may we not serve you in vain. Walk upon our lives, O God. Perfect all that concerneth us. In our place of work, may we be true representative of God. As husband, may I be a true representative of God before my wife, before my children. As woman, may they be true representative of God before their husband, before their children. In the name of Jesus Christ. in our community. May they know us as people of God. In the name of Jesus. When the enemy comes in whichever way to try to rear up his ugly head, for there is nothing good in him, he has only come to steal, to kill, and to destroy. Father, quickly may you help us to recognize his device and raise the standard against him. In the name of Jesus. May the devil never have a chance in our homes, in our families, between husband and wife, between parents and children, in the name of Jesus Christ. Grant it, Heavenly Father. Master, as many as have not yet received your spirit, for that is the only place where there is victory. Where we were born by our papa and mama, we were born defeated. That is why we classify all together as all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. If we will ever be more than that, be able to do more than that, we must receive the second birth. Lord Jesus, may none of us miss it. In the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, our Father. Your children are on the altar. They have come here for something. Maybe healing for their body. Maybe more of the Holy Ghost. Maybe baptism of the Holy Ghost. Maybe they are studying for somebody. We are only saying maybe as human beings. But you as God, you don't say maybe because you know all things. Before they step forward, you have no reason why they step forward. Father, you are the Lord our God that healed all our diseases. Every sickness, every disease that is in anybody in this auditorium, by the authority of the word of God, we cast you out in the name of Jesus Christ. May your children be well, because you have said in your word, you wish we prosper and be in health, even as our soul prospereth. You share your blood to cleanse our soul, so that you can come and live in us, so that our soul will prosper. You receive strife upon your body, so that we might prosper in health. May your children prosper in health, in the name of Jesus Christ. The organs you put in the body, because you wire man different. You wire the woman different. All the organs inside. Father, may you service all the organs, Lord. Flush out every infection in the name of Jesus Christ. May everybody be strong, hale and hearty, serving the Lord for your glory and for your honor. Thank you, our Master, because you say you are the Lord our God that healed all our diseases. Thank you, our Father. We love you because you first of all loved us. Forgive all our mistakes. Forgive all our failures. Make us to be what you want us to be. For your glory and for your honor. Thank you, Savior Divine. We commit the rest of the service to us tonight. May be for that blessing upon us. In Jesus' precious name, we pray. Amen. And amen. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, let the earth hear his voice. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, let the people rejoice. Oh God, to the Father, to Jesus, the Son, and he. Glory, great is he. One more time now. Praise the Lord. Yes, praise the Lord. Yes, let the earth hear his voice. Oh, praise the Lord. Yes, praise the Lord. Yes, let the people rejoice. Oh, to the Father. Amen. There is an hymn I want us to sing. Let me try and remember it. My heart was dark as night, and the darkness has taken its flight. What is that You say? No bacteria. God bless you. Okay. Come on. Hallelujah, oh, they come from the last hour to feast with the king, to that as his guest. How blessed this pilgrims are. Behold this glow with light divine. Oh, black party, cast off his grace. I gently his crown to shine. See, Jesus has come, see free. Yes, he has set me free. I am happy as I can be. Hallelujah. No longer have ever. His yoke is so sweet to me. My soul black as night, but darkness has taken flight. Hallelujah! Oh, now I shout the victory, for Jesus has look on the great white room before the rise of stand. No longer at yes, no sorrow is known, not dead in the holy land. My Savior has gone before. Hallelujah. Prepare the way for me, for me. And so we're with me to buy no more to time or eternity. Hallelujah. Set me free. I am happy as I can be, no longer I bear the body of death. Is your kiss sweet to me? My soul was black as night. Oh, darkness has taken flight, flight. Oh, now I show the victory, for Jesus has set me free. The kiss of the holy.
show Put your trust.